tomorrow's news today.
Start of this Thursday, March 5th, 2026 transmission. The public, I don't care if you call yourself a Christian, a Muslim, an agnostic, a Jew, a Hindu, whatever. I don't care if you're black, white, or where you live in the world. I can tell you that there's a major normalcy bias in civilization that things are going to continue to be the way they've been. Which, compared to where they're about to get, is fabulously wonderful. The current path we're on so many fronts, and the alternative to what Trump's trying to do is absolutely nightmarish, the Great Reset, and then Trump deviating from the nationalist, populist, renaissance America First move and taking out the globalist and stabilizing the world, him now deviating from that plan just creates hellish scenarios. So whereas most of the drama is just people getting upset with Trump and they're done and, you know, all the rest of that, or worshiping what Israel's doing, and, oh, this is all biblical, we're going to force the end of the world, we're going to force Jesus to come back. You've got all that lunatic behavior over there. It is really hard to overstate how much danger everybody's in. And the Pentagon's been very good about not leaking on Trump like they did the first 4 years. But notice they did leak, and it was confirmed that this Iran thing was a bad idea. Now, here's the big news. And they say Fox News broke this. I actually broke this on Tuesday. On record, in fact, have the archivist grab it, please. I said it in the first hour, said it in the second hour, Tuesday, from my sources that in northwestern Iran, massing on the border with Iraq, Syria, that all these different communist / Islamic groups, there's like nine of them, but there's two big ones. And there's an Al-Qaeda jihadi group, too. Don't forget about them. That they are being backed by huge weapon shipments being delivered to them. Anti-tank missiles, anti-aircraft missiles, javelins, heavy machine guns, armored vehicles. And that they're preparing to invade. I said actually on Tuesday, I believe the invasion's already begun with scouts. And obviously Green Berets there with them, embedded, directing them. And now Fox News this morning is like, yeah, they're going in. They're already inside. So the United States of America with Israel has launched a proxy war with a totally disgusting ragtag group of some of the nastiest terror organizations on the planet. I mean, these communist groups blow up school buses in Turkey and stuff. I mean, they are nasty. And they are now, by the thousands, pouring in to northwestern Iran. So we are, like I told you on Saturday morning, I said, we are committed. This is full regime change, no matter how long it takes. And then people are like, oh, you're a traitor. It's another pinpoint strike. You're a Democrat scumbag. Trump now, 2 days ago, this may last forever. It is about regime change. Oh, and then what did he say yesterday? He said, no, I got to go. I got to run this war. I mean, it's like incredible how they try to gaslight us. We'll be right back. One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there.
Ah! Yeah!
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Just in, it's big, a U.S. official telling Fox thousands of Iraqi Kurds have launched a ground offensive in Iran. Decimated, destroyed, defeated, all words the Pentagon used to describe Iran's various military forces on day 5 of Operation Epic Fury. Moments ago, President Trump touting its success.
So we're in a very strong position now, and their leadership is just rapidly going. Everybody that seems to want to be.
Well, President Trump is morphing into George W. Bush before our very eyes. He's chosen. Not his constituents, not the American people on foreign policy, but he has chosen to break his promise, take us to full regime change, total war with Iran, and to join Lindsey Graham and the Never Trumpers and his archenemies. Now, regardless, ladies and gentlemen, we are now committed to total war with Iran. As I told you Tuesday, people know I don't just make stuff up. Should have been a big deal. I mean, I saw them take a clip out of the show and put it up on X. I think it got a couple million views, but it should have had 100 million. I told you on Tuesday that U.S. Special Forces and Israeli Special Forces were delivering huge amounts of weapons into Iraq and into Syria on the border with Northwest Iran, and that these different groups, Fox calls them Kurds, what they are is hardcore communist organizations and Al-Qaeda. And I have the organizations, know them well. They've been listed by the U.S. government as terrorists for decades. Guess they're not now. Notice they just put the leader, former leader of Al-Qaeda, in charge of Syria. That was done right before Trump got into office. So here's the big announcement, ladies and gentlemen. It took 15 years for the West to topple the Assad regime, the last Ba'athist group in the Middle East. And if it takes 15 years now of civil war, ground war, we are now committed to this. Unless there's major public pressure and understanding of what's happening to get this to be shut down and stopped. That's why the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff told Trump this has a lot of really bad ramifications and will take finally going to total war. And Trump went ahead with it regardless. And you're told, oh, it's just surgical strikes. It'll be over very quickly. Oh, it's going to last 2 weeks, 4 to 5 weeks. Now we're told it'll last until September, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. Oh, 7 months now. Remember, 2 weeks to flatten the curve? Just stay in your house for 2 weeks. Some areas of the world, it was 3 years locked up. Here in the U.S. and Europe, 2 years. Canada, you know, almost 2 years. U.S. Central Command, meanwhile, is asking the Pentagon to send more military intelligence officers to its headquarters in Tampa, Florida, to support operations against Iran for at least 100 days, but likely through September, according to a notification obtained by Politico. Yeah. So we're being sleptwalked into total war, just like NATO did with Russia. And the Iranians did not have any way the sophisticated weapons they have now during the Iran-Iraq war. The CIA publicly funded it. Saddam worked for the CIA. 2 million Iranians died, 800 to 900,000, they debate the number of Iraqis. And that's with the U.S. flooding Saddam with intelligence from satellites, ground blimps, CIA advisors, Green Berets, all of it. And you notice what they did to Saddam after that happened. They set him up, of course. He was a CIA-trained agent when he was 18 years old, 2 years trained with the CIA. But that was in the 50s. So that's what's unfolding here. So we were told no regime change, that if he had to hit their nuclear sites, he would, but that was it. He promised no war with Iran. And so now his surrogates have been telling us since Saturday, well, this isn't a war. This is just a pinpoint military operations. And now Trump, yesterday during the cabinet meeting, said, well, I got to go. I got to go run this war. We'll play that in a moment. But I just love the Johnny-come-lately white pill type Trump supporter influencer people that literally say anybody that asks a question about this or says this is dangerous, that we're traitors. And then, well, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff didn't really say that. Yeah, he did. He did say it shouldn't be done. And you sit around not knowing military tactics, not knowing history, not doing your research, and trying to spin that, well, Trump didn't really lie because this isn't a war. Or why are you for the mullahs? I mean, I get attacked everywhere. Oh, I bet Alex is getting money from Qatar. Oh, yeah. I say what I believe is right. I get money from listeners that buy products at thealexandthestore.com. That's it. And a couple sponsors. And we're sitting here going over the edge of this cliff. The Strait of Hormuz is closed. Energy prices are exploding. Iran's got a lot of tricks up their sleeve and is allied with Russia and China. We're in toe-to-toe war with Russia. And I fought like the devil to get Trump in because I believed him. My goodness, next month he may go to war with Russia. I mean, you know, directly. I mean, this is a real reckless move, okay? Now, that said, I'm not scorched earth with Trump because I'm a pragmatist and it's on his face. The Democrats are foaming at the mouth, anti-American criminals robbing everything they can, including the kitchen sink, who want total war with Russia and who want our children and who want to flood our borders and who literally want to Cloward and Piven have a communist civil war. So we got them waiting in the wings and all the globalist communist parties in Europe trying to censor America and all this and oppressing their people. And they've got Bill Gates and all of them geared up with new viruses to release, bragging about that. Trump alone killing the Paris Accord, and it's falling apart. The whole fake environmental movement to tax everywhere you go, everything you do, cut carbon by more than half. All the estimates are it'll kill billions of people over a decade that live in subsistence levels. And in all the actuaries, they'll have civil wars. They'll get violent. They'll then flood us with refugees. I mean, we are on the edge of a cliff here, okay? Just killing the carbon tax alone was historically revolutionary, pro-human. And Musk and Doge and cutting the fraud, and it's beautiful. But that's the old Trump. I'm proud I supported him in the past. We got a lot done. And I will continue to support the good people in the administration that have their lane, RFK Jr. and others. But the behavior of Trump is extremely worrisome. And if you look at the cover up of the Epstein files and protecting the Democrats, and now Todd Blanche, the real DOJ head, they killed the auto pen cases. And I talked to the people over that case. It's no secret, Ed Martin, and it was in the news. He didn't tell me anything secret. He told me he had whistleblowers literally down the street lined up, you know, coming in, just including later we learned the chief of staff, how there was a committee of Hillary and Michelle Obama and a few others, and then they would decide what laws to sign, what to do. They had all the lobbyists coming in, totally illegal. And that investigation was killed. And Brianna Morello, when that came out in the middle of the night, she called directly and checked, and they said, no, that's true, and it's now confirmed. So this is just terrible. But every time I talk about something like this, all the Democrat shows, CNN, MSNBC, all the so-called influencers online go, Jones admits he was wrong, never support Trump. Jones now admits the Democrats were right. No, you guys are the open pedophile, fraud, evil, nuclear war party. You are the bad guys. And populism's rising worldwide against you, and all of your ideas have been repudiated, and your transgender mutilization cult, all that is falling apart. So you're the grand champions, greatest of all time evil. We're just not in a cult like Democrats. When your leaders do bad stuff, you defend it. When people we've put in to do a job, follow a constitutional plan of common sense, and they start deviating, we get upset. We get engaged. We start holding people's feet to the fire. So I don't want to be lectured by you guys acting like you got the moral high ground or something. And it's not just the evil Democrats and their socialist counterparts around the world and communist counterparts. It is also the intensifying mass incompetence of their managerial class. I mean, Jasmine Crockett, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Al Green. It's incredible. So I want to play you the little short Fox News clip again. It's official. Fox News always gets the official breaking news that exactly what I told you Tuesday. I said on Tuesday, they've given them the weapons, the invasion's begun. I said on Saturday, they're going to arm the different rebel groups in Kurdistan, which is, you know, part of all four of the countries. They're going to invade out of Iraq, Syria, and now they have. That's because I know the geography. I know the players. When I talk about something, I've done a bunch of research. Something the folks out there loving this war, cheerleading it, can't even find Iran on a map if it wasn't labeled Iran for them. They don't know what Kurdistan is. They don't know who these different organizations are that have been listed as terrorist organizations by our government. They don't know that. They just think if we just back whatever Trump does, he will save us. Well, Trump admitted he made a lot of mistakes the first administration. But if he listened to us on more things, that wouldn't happen. So cult-like obedience to whatever comes out of the Trump admin is bad. They don't want the true populist, conservative, Christian, nationalist, through our representatives, through the media, through communication with the president publicly, to influence him. They say it's traitorous to have your own view. Show the Lindsey Grahams and the Susie Wiles and the Todd Blanches and the Benjamin Netanyahu's can capture this administration. And they started to capture it in June with the attack. And I said, this isn't a surgical strike. This is just the beginning. You watch. Within a year, we'll be invading Iran. And I said on Saturday, watch. It'll be ground troops. And people attacked me and said, oh, you're just trying to scare people. Shut up. And now it's ground troops. With our troops embedded with them. And then when they start getting their ass kicked, it'll be airstrikes. It'll be air support. This is a new Vietnam. Iran will be 3-4 times harder to take than Syria. It took the West 15 years to finally overthrow Syria so they can hand it over to Al-Qaeda and they can exterminate the Christians that were left. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, this is like, oh, we're going to put some good people in. You know, once we overthrow Iran, the mullahs. And I literally said on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I said, I bet they put Al-Qaeda in. And they're saying, oh, the rebel group that they think's the best is this group. And you look the group up, and that's the Al-Qaeda group. So you have the former leader of Al-Qaeda put down his severed heads, and literally, and put on a suit and tie. He's got all his jihadis now pouring in out of Syria into Western Iran. And just a little north of there, you got Iraq. You put the map up of Kurdistan. You had it up yesterday. I mean, this is so horrible. And that's what we knew was going to happen. We knew this was going to escalate. We knew that. Yeah, Governor Abbott's come out and warned Iranian sleeper cells must be taken seriously. Yeah, what do you think happened Saturday night in downtown Austin? I was on Duncan Trussell's podcast 2 days ago. It's like a block away from where it happened. My reporter got killed by La Reconquista illegal aliens. Very sad. So let's put that map back up. See over there in northwest Iran. What's that border? The border's Iraq, Syria, Turkey, and Armenia. And now Iran has said today that any country that sends rebels in or supports the rebels, that Iran's going to hit them with missiles. And Albania is supporting the communist / Islamic group, the main one. So Iran now said they're going to hit Albania. Now Europe's involved. See how that works? And France and England are sending all their warships. See? And Trump said in his little press conference, he said, for his little cabinet meeting, he said, I got to go. Got to tend to the war. But it's not a war. And Israel struck first, so they forced our hand. Next day, no, I never said that. We didn't mean that. Now, there it is. The Kurdistan Brigades are a Kurdish militant Islamist organization primarily active in the Kurdish regions of Iraq and Iran. It is the official Kurdish branch of Al-Qaeda. And that's the group in the news that they're saying they think will end up being the leaders when they take over a big piece of Iran. They'll put Al-Qaeda in. Of course they will. Who they put in charge of Syria? Who do you think's backing it? At the end of the day, those tentacles go back to where? Saudi Arabia. Yeah. So let's translate that. The United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia are now invading Iran with Al-Qaeda. Our Green Berets right next to Al-Qaeda with Javelin missiles. And the race is on. But see, I might as well be a space alien to the average liberal. They don't know what any of these names are, who these groups are. And the average fake conservative that just does whatever Trump says and it's invincible. He plays 9 trillion chess. It's Trump, then God's under him. I mean, I used to tell people how the U.S. basically ran al-Qaeda 25 years ago, and boy, people got mad at me. It's all declassified now. They don't even hide it. And if you think I'm going to morally sign on to that, you got nothing coming. So here's the deal. We got a bunch of huge guests coming up today I haven't told you about yet. I'll tell you in the next segment. And then I'm going to take calls in the fourth hour today. But I want to take some now, and I'm going to go right to you. I want to hear from current military, specifically, you'll go to the head of the line, current military, about your view, your take on this, and then secondarily, veterans overall. What do you think of my analysis? What do you agree with? What do you disagree with? What can you add? I respect that. I want to hear from you. And then I want to ask you, what do we do about this? Because I'm not just going to sit here idly by. I mean, we need Congress to move in here and say this is a full-on warrior launch and you got to get authorization. And I don't want the funding to be sent for this because we're only enabling this to go on for potentially decades, okay? And look, I said it on Saturday. I said we're committed to full war, boots on the ground. They're going to send the Kurds in. That's al-Qaeda. I hope they fall today. But then I said Israel and others don't want a stable country. They'll probably break it up in 3 parts and put a bunch of horrible leaders in there so they have new enemies to fight down the road, which is what they always do. And now you see that unfolding. So even if we were able to bring out, you know, take down the mullahs, they're going to put something even more radical and evil in. What a betrayal. It's such sick, twisted thinking. Dark logic from these people. Here's the toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. We've had a lot of powerful big guests, but I also realize that that is that's important, but this is the time to take a lot of calls. So I may not do the Saturday show out of the Alex Jones Network this weekend. I think I'm going to come in here and do like 4 hours and just take 4 hours of calls. I mean, there's a phone system over there too, but I guess we could take phone calls over there, too. It's just that I really want to hear from you because, again, I don't just say, oh, tell me what you think so you think you're important. It really helps me bounce things off. I know it helps you, too. I mean, I really want to get the sense of what you're saying. 877-789-ALEX. And we'll have days where it's, you know, the general public calling in, but at least during this little segment here, so I'm going to go right to you. Active duty, and then veterans. And it just means active duty, you know, say 3 or 4 active duty call in, they'll go them first, and then everybody else after that. And then we've got a whole bunch of guests. Let me tell you what we got coming up today. Max Blumenthal, Syrian Girl, Ivan Raikland, and more. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's, so take the live feed of Real Alex Jones on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those feeds like your future depends on it, because it does. I'm making this announcement on Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March Mega Sale at thealexjonesstore.com. It's one of the biggest sales of the year yet. Up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats. 10% off on things like the collectible knives. And up to 40% off on supplements like Ultramethylene Blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. These are incredible products. You've seen the rave reviews. You've seen the 5-star reviews. These are the very best game-changing supplements available, period. Again, I only sell things that really work because I want you to get them and I want you to love them. We now have an over 90% reorder on the supplements on the site. No one in that industry has it because the products are so good, and obviously you're loyal as well. And I thank you so much for keeping us on the air. We're changing the world. We're battling the globalists. We are having the greatest effect together. That's all of us against the new world order we've ever had. And it's all because of your support of my broadcast and other broadcasts like it. But regardless, the enemy recognizes that InfoWars is the tip of the spear. and the bad guys are continuing, just read the newspapers, try to shut us down as early as late March. We're battling them in court, but it looks like this could be the end. But that's okay, because the info war belongs to the people. The info war is about telling the truth and countering the lies of the globalist. And the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by Big Money. The backup Alex Jones Network that's ready is not owned by me. It's owned by them, and I'm going to work for them. And so as long as you support the sponsor, no matter what happens to InfoWars, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, you keep us on the air. So right now, your purchase at TheAlexJonesStore.com keeps InfoWars going, pays the payroll, the bandwidth, the satellites, all of it. But as soon as InfoWars shuts down, it's more critical than ever that you support TheAlexJonesStore.com because it will move forward into the future as our main sponsor. But regardless, this is a win. Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for Team Humanity, against the globalist, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried Ultramethylene Blue or our Bovine Colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you should become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it recurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers. And with one click in your profile, you cancel any time for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on top of everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. I'm going to salute you and thank you. Take action now.
Methylene Blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I have to go back and look at the war. You know, I have a lot of things happening. Thank you, Bernie. You're doing a great job.
Just in, it's big, a U.S. official telling Fox thousands of Iraqi Kurds have launched a ground offensive in Iran. Decimated, destroyed, defeated, all words the Pentagon used to describe Iran's various military forces on day five of Operation Epic Fury. Moments ago, President Trump touting its success.
So we're in a very strong position now, and their leadership is just rapidly going. Everybody that seems to want to be.
And of course, it's now coming out. This was planned months and months ago. CIA began supporting Iranian Kurdish militias months before the strikes. That happened decades ago. They've been planning this. And as soon as Al-Qaeda was able to take over with Turkey, Israel, and NATO's help, and the U.S. help, they began this plan 15, 16 months ago. So this is the big plan to take over. And everybody's saying Israel, 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 Israel's controlling our foreign policy. Israel's behind all this. Israel runs all this. I'm not defending Israel. I just know the historical facts. The British drew all the lines in the last 130 years. You go back about 130 years ago, it took them about 10 years to do it. So they completed that about 120 years ago. And they set it all up where everybody would fight with each other. And then the U.S. kind of took that over after World War II. And then Israel, by the 70s, got strong enough that it began to kind of run it. So, yeah, Israel really wants this, and Israel's lobby is the most powerful, arguably. And so, yeah, no, it's the Israeli muscle and Israeli money is controlling the Congress to do this. But this is a long-term globalist, proto-globalist plan. So it's in alignment. And they're now going to break these countries in even more smaller parts and divide and conquer them. And then push more people out, and Israel says they're going to expand and take over most of the Middle East officially. And then we are supposed to pay for that and give air cover and troops on the ground for it. But without Israel's insane energy, this wouldn't have worked. So, yeah, it's Israel is the ringleader. I mean, the circus master now, okay? But this plan was set in motion by the British Empire. Oh, and who ran that since 1815? It's mainline British history. The Rothschilds took over the British Empire. They set up the stock market, bankrupted it at the Battle of Waterloo by saying Napoleon won, which wasn't true, that Lord Wellington had lost. It crashed 99%. They bought up the whole stock market. They then got breeding rights for the royal family, bred into the royal family, took over the British Empire, took over much of the U.S. through the CFR, and the Rothschild Rockefeller agencies, and here we are. And who created the Balfour Declaration, who funded Israel, who paid for the Israeli government, who paid for the Israeli Supreme Court, who runs that? The Rothschilds. And so when I say British intelligence did all this, Rothschild did this. And what's crazy is I would read books 35 years ago about this from top historians, and they would demonize them and call them anti-Semitic. Now you turn on History Channel and they admit how the Rothschilds set up intelligence agencies, the first modern agencies all over Europe, and ran things and funded both sides of wars and created fractional reserve banking and created Israel. I was like surfing around. I hardly ever watch TV. I've got cable, but I hardly ever watch it unless I'm checking a weather report or something, or there's some families over, they want to see a certain game or whatever, we'll put it on. My wife wants to see the U.S. Open or whatever, but the TV's not even usually on. But I was flipping around, and it was Discovery Channel, and they were just like talking about the Rothschilds ruling the world. I was just like, what is this? It's like we fought to expose all this and got demonized, and now they just go, okay, it's all true. Get used to it. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls. Mentioning this, though, here's CNN. Oh, turns out it was all a setup. Think so? Here it is.
Began its support for Iranian Kurdish forces a few months before this war started. That's what a senior official here in Iraqi Kurdistan just told me. He said that they are, quote, very frightened about the possibility of retaliatory strikes from Iran if those Kurdish Iranian forces launch some kind of a ground operation into Western Iran with U.S. and Israeli support, as we first reported last night. He said that the situation is, quote, very dangerous, but what can we do? We cannot stand up against the U.S. And he emphasized that the leadership here has a very warm and very good relationship with America, that they have absolutely no love for the Iranian regime, but that they have been warned by the Iranians just a few days ago that there will be severe repercussions if any Iranian Kurdish forces cross into Iran from here in Iraqi Kurdistan. He also said that part of the problem from their perspective is the lack of clarity as to what the end goal is here. He said one day President Trump says that the goal is regime change. The next day it seems to be something else. The policy is just not clear.
Because Congress didn't back regime change, it's illegal. It is regime change. That is the goal. Not destroying a nuclear program. And so the goal is to get us into a full war, which has been achieved, and not let us understand that. But we don't need to hear the five or six different stories we're told and wonder what the truth is. We know the doctrine. We know the plan. We can see it. Not just that I have military and White House sources and was able to predict this. This wasn't hard. We are at war with Iran. Trump is fully committed to it. The Strait of Hormuz is closed. Energy prices are exploding. All the economists agree if that continues for 3-4 months, it will kill the math on Trump's recovery. And it also distracts Trump from all the domestic stuff that's going on. Like he said, oh, I can't do domestic stuff. I got to go run this war that doesn't exist. And now they're not going to indict any of the globalists. They're not going to indict the auto pen people. They're not going to indict Arctic frost, crossfire hurricane, nothing. Nothing. You're going to get nothing now. And now the Russia-Ukraine NATO proxy war deal is on hold. That they now admit that. So this is serious, folks. And then when Trump's gone in a few years, they'll bring the carbon tax back, though it's repudiated and discredited. And the good that Trump did, the good that we did getting him in, will just kind of be like a pause. And then we're right back in the bacon grease. But I will not apologize for supporting Trump and being persecuted for 10 years. We got so much done good. We changed the world. Populism is exploding everywhere. And we have to now just say, we'll take the good from Trump. We'll push it. We'll expose and try to block the bad. But we got to just get our populist candidates in. We got to support populist movements around the world. And we got to continue our fight against the globalists, which is very popular and righteous and good. But we are not MAGA. And I've told you for years, I've never been MAGA. I'm great. Make America great again. That's Trump's thing. How about make America free again? How about get America back under God's dominion in a covenant with God again? No, I'm 1776. We built the runway Trump launched on. And if he wants to take the stick of his airplane and thrust it forward and drive himself into the ground and destroy his legacy and potentially blow the world up, that's his problem. I will continue to expose the globalists and all their programs and all their systems that we've been totally vindicated about in spades. So don't let the globalists psyop you that Trump's going sideways so that it's all over and the globalists are back in charge. Their system is falling apart everywhere. We have to come into that vacuum and build a new, better system. And we are in the pole position. We are the vindicated people that were right. That means you. So don't let the Democrats psyop you because Trump's starting to go sideways and say, see, we're good. No, you're consciously 1,000 times worse. We don't want to hear it from you. And they're going to take short clips of me and edit it to try to demoralize people and make people give up. That's not what I'm saying. You hear what I'm actually saying. So just be aware of that psyop when it goes on. But early on in the new Trump administration, I said he's doing better than I thought he would. I figured a lot of this was going to happen. But now he's making a bad turn quickly. So let's say 12 o'clock's doing a perfect job. He was at 11:30. It wasn't perfect, but it was better than I thought it would be. And then let's say 6 is, pure evil. He starts drifting in the last 6 months, and now we're at 2:30. The Democrats are pointing at straight 6. But it's going over the bad. I'm just like, But it doesn't matter. We rode this horse till it died. And I'm not saying it's done yet, but it ain't looking good. So moving on from Trump is what we got to start gearing up for. But not, we're not going to vote. We're going to take our ball and go home now. We're going to vote for Democrats. That'll punish the Republicans. The Republican leadership are neocons still. Thune and Mike Johnson, they want that. They're working with the Democrats. No, don't give them what they want. Get good candidates, support good candidates, governors, attorney generals, congresspeople, school board. No, we fight harder now because we're getting the victory here. Trump just rode in on our wave. All right, let's go to the phone calls. Mike, James, Brandon, Nick, Tom, Cody, Cool Hand. Let's go to Let's go to Cool Hand Luke in Texas, military contractor, dealings with Iran and Turkey. Thanks for holding her on the air.
It's tough to second guess Trump. He's so happy that he rebuilt the military in the United States that he thinks that this solution to this problem is using the military. It's not. Okay? We lost so many people in the Iran-Iraq war. This is a whole different thing. What he should do is make a pact with the Iranian people and provide them with food, water, and humanitarian assistance that would be facilitated, would be brought in by the Turks. Okay? The Turks can come right in.
That's a genius idea. And then we're the good guys, and now the uprising starts organically with a velvet revolution, because you've done your studying. The Iranians hate these communist and al-Qaeda groups. They know they're even worse than the mullahs. They've done studies. They're gonna mobilize behind the mullahs to fight this now.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you this. There's no love lost between the Kurds and the Turks. I had two organizations working for me on Bagram Air Base. One was Kurdish and the other one was Turks, and we were trying to accomplish a common task. And the Kurds screwed everything up. They hated the Americans. They wanted to see us fail. So
yeah, there's problem. What I've heard from troops and NGOs is the only people harder to work with than Palestinians are Kurds, right? Like, Kurds are got big problem. There's something wrong with them.
Absolutely. They're just, I don't know, they're psychotic. But bring the Turks in. They're a Muslim country providing aid to the Iranians, and have
and Turkey and Turkey is neutral. Turkey is neutral. I think Iran would support
they're
that.
They're also NATO,
and that's okay. That's why Israel is now calling for war with Turkey, because they know that
exactly. And this, I mean, if he wants to calm this down, he's got to bring in the Turks, and he's got to bring in aid. He's got to give them water and food.
Well, here's the problem. I know Trump, and out of people that know him, he has almost no military knowledge. He knows none of this.
Just tell him that I was there for 10 years in that pseudo war, that proxy war between Iraq and Iran, okay? And we lost bad.
Yeah, for people that don't know, describe how serious that war was. With full U.S. backing, the Iranians didn't give up.
Well, they're not going to give up. I worked with the Iranians before. I was in Iran before the Shah left and the mullahs came in. And the Iranians are great people. They really are. But they will go ahead, and if you attack them, they're going to fight to the bitter end. And that's not the way you should treat these people. They went ahead and we lost 2 million people. And at the end, I don't think there's anybody in Iran now that's over about, the average age is probably about 35, 40 years old now. All right. And that's how bad it is. If you don't want to see a bloodbath, don't go in there and wield your big hammer, the U.S. military.
Oh, the globalists, you agree, the globalists have totally set Trump up.
Exactly. Yeah, he's going to get screwed, just like Saddam Hussein got screwed.
Unbelievable.
You know what happened to him.
Yeah, he was a great American champion. He did everything we told him.
Absolutely. And then he thought he was getting rewarded by trying to punish the Kuwaitis for slant drilling into his oil, and he went over there and he got his ass kicked.
April Gillespie said, go ahead and do it on TV.
Anyway, that's all I've got to say. I mean, if you want to know what you should do, that's what you should do.
Mr. I totally Trump. Agree with you. What do you predict is going to happen, though, on the course we're on?
I think, you know, the Turks, I mean, I'm sorry, the Israelis and the Kurds are hand in glove right now because of the oil in that area, and the Kurds are are supplying Israel with that oil. All right. I don't think the Israelis really care about the Turks at all, other than using them as a tool to create a big mess in Iran. Sorry. I think that's all they're trying to do.
Absolutely. Their official policy is to destabilize and wreck everything. And it's totally evil. Well, sir, thank you and God bless you. And I hope all the pro-Trump people that can't find Iran on the map, you're a real expert, Colin, that's lived over there decades. Everything you said is true, because I've studied it. I didn't live it, but I've studied it. I hope you can get educated and not be a moron. Okay? Because we've walked into a trap and Trump's been set up. And just remember what I said here. That's why I said Saturday, I hope they fall. I don't think they will, but God, we're walking into a trap, because I want all the good stuff Trump was doing to succeed. We need that. That's going to save billions of people. It's just a carbon tax being killed alone. That's why I'd put up with all the other crap, because just that. It's Trump. I'm not even defending him. I know him. He doesn't know all this. He just thinks the Iranian people like me, they said. Look, they're out there. He has no idea the demographics. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. Brandon in Florida, you're on the Air Force on this. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yeah. Thank you, Alex. God bless you, and God bless the InfoWar family.
Thank you.
I have served in this part of the world, 1993 to 96. We operated out of Incirlik Air Base. I'm sure you know where that's at. It's close to Adana, Turkey. If you pull up that Kurdistan map that you had there earlier, we were just a little bit to the left of that red Kurdistan area that you had on the map there, is where the NATO forces operated. So we were there with the French, the British, and, of course, ourselves, and then it was a Turkish air base. And the humanitarian effort was already ongoing. Operation Provide Comfort, relative to the last caller there about, humanitarian efforts. We were providing that, and had been since the early 90s, C-130s dropping humanitarian aid and relief to the Kurds in eastern Turkey and so on. And so I was a part of those operations, and they're still ongoing.
What do you think about what we've been walked into?
Well, I think this is just more of the same. I think it's just a continuation of, all of this. I think, Alex, the funds that come out of the Iraqi oil proceeds that go right back to the, the banks in New York there. I mean, that's all this is. It's the continuation of, help prop up the federal government and keep it funded, keep it employed. Right, Alex? I mean, if we really think about it. And so, but now with the information age and all the propaganda and the psy warfare is just off the hook. It's ridiculous. So all of us really have to stay grounded in God and just hope and pray that we can move through all this, because it's going to get nasty.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Cody in Illinois, Marine on the war. Go ahead, Cody.
Hey, Alex, I have some concerns about, what they're talking about, of people abandoning, joining, and all these things. I mean, when I was part of Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan. I was at Camp Leatherneck 2014, and I just saw a lot of staff NCOs, and they're even out for themselves. A lot of people think that it's at the top, the officer level. I mean, there's just so much leadership in there that's bad. And I know Trump says that everything is good, and, he changed everything out. I'm just wondering, like, there's like a heavy weight on me. Like, should a lot of people that were in before, who led in times of war before, be obligated to feel a certain type of way about this? Like, should we be going back in at a certain point? Because we know that even at the staff NCO and all these levels, it's a lot of people out for themselves. They made tons of bad decisions. And the leadership, I feel like, really isn't in. And then you hear this horrible message about how we should not join the military anymore and all this stuff. And it's concerning, because whether we support what's going on or not,
we need to have good people leading these young men and women to do these jobs.
No, I agree. That's the paradox, is when stuff gets bad, the good people get out, and then you got a bunch of incompetence in there, or people just sitting around. Yeah, I mean, I said it on Saturday. I said, we're in this now. And I said, I hope we win quickly. But now, I mean, because I know people go, well, then you're supporting it. No, I'm not supporting it. But Trump's pig-headed. I don't think he's going to pull back now. And so this is just going to get out of control. I mean, there's so many scenarios. They're all bad. That's why I confirmed the Joint Chiefs told Trump, don't do this. The head of CENTCOM said, do it. Israel said, do it. Saudi Arabia wanted it. And then Trump was convinced and was told, oh, it'll fall in just a few days. They, you know, they're about to collapse. And you see that's not happening.
And people that we work with in NATO is a joke. I mean, we had, what, Jordanians, Georgians, all these. I mean, and it was just an absolute cluster. It was absolutely crazy. People that think we work with all these countries and how great it is. I mean, sure, in some cases, sure. But a lot of it is just, it's trash.
Look, when our pilot got shot, when Kuwait shot down a couple of our planes, as soon as they landed with their parachute, people were trying to kill them. I mean, that the people don't like us over there.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I just... You know, everybody talks so goodly about how Trump just redid the military and all this stuff, and now I'm hearing, like I said, the rhetoric of we shouldn't join the military or anything, and I don't know, man, there's a weight on me, like, golly, I know it's going to be bad in there, and how are we just going to let these young men and women just be fed to the freaking wolves, you know? It's just weighing
sure,
on me.
Sure, well, you're thinking about your fellow soldiers, even though you're not in, you're still in spiritually. You're thinking about right there at the grassroots level, at ground zero, that there's a bunch of people in there that haven't experienced what you've experienced, and you're feeling drawn to go join to just try to actually help them.
There's definitely those feelings going on, and it's just, you know, what do we do about this? I'm just having these questions and having these thoughts here, man. I don't know what to think about it. It's crazy. Whether we're right or wrong in this, that's my point. It's we don't really have a say anyways, but should we just let this thing go to hell and then just leave these guys out to hang, you know, like these service members? That's just, I don't know what to think about that part right there.
Well, the problem is, with Trump's economic plan, we were going to win through soft power. This is going to empower BRICS. If we don't win this now, it's going to really hurt the U.S. So people that just go, oh, screw Trump, screw the military, I hope the whole country collapses, we collapse with it, folks. And so I don't know the answer. That's why I'm glad I took calls from smart people. People that haven't been involved in all this or haven't studied it deeply, you hear what real information sounds like? Not a bunch of slogans, not a bunch of psyops. Real concern by people that have been there and know. We'll be right back with more of your calls straight ahead. Stay with us. Hour number two and Max Blumenthal. Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or, you know, in the arena, and he says, are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the InfoWar continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalist, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried Ultramethylene Blue or our Bovine Colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you can become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it recurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers. And with one click in your profile, you cancel any time for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet. Up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats. 10% off on things like the collectible knives. And up to 40% off on supplements like Ultramethylene Blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. I'm going to salute you and thank you. Take action now.